Well, it was just about time for school to start, and all the kids were in the classroom, and the bell rang, and they all sat down, and teacher said, "Well, today I've decided that we are going to take some tests." And the kids are like, "Oh, no." And she said, "But I have some prizes today, and whoever gets the best score is going to get a special prize that I have here in my desk." And the kids are, "Oh, what is it? What is it?" She says, "I'm just going to say it's something beautiful and it's something tasty." And all the girls in the class were all excited. "Oh, something beautiful." And Eric was sitting there thinking to himself, "Oh, I could sure use something tasty, because Mom was so busy today when I left for school. She was taking care of my little brothers and my little sister, and she forgot to pack me a lunch." So he was thinking about, something tasty. So the day went on, and everybody, when the teacher would ask questions out loud, everybody was trying to get their hand up first. "Oh, pick me, pick me." And they answered questions, and then there were times when they needed to write things down on paper. And pretty soon the school day was over, and teacher had graded everything and kept tally of all of the scores. And she said, "Okay, it's time to announce who the winner is." And all the kids started shouting, "It's Tommy, it's Jamie, it's Susie, it's Peggy." And they were all calling their names, and teacher said, "Nope, the one who got the best score today is Eric." And the person that got the second best score, because Eric only beat her by 1 point, is Peggy. And the kids all started to clap, and the teacher, she opened up her desk and she said, "I not only have a first prize, but I have a second prize." And for first prize, she pulled out a chocolate egg that was all beautifully decorated, and it had a beautiful blue ribbon around it. And for second place, there was a box that had 4 chocolate eggs in it. And so, "Eric, come and get your prize." Eric, he stood up and he went up to teacher and he said, "Would it be okay if I took the second prize instead of the first prize?" And teacher said, "Well, you're the winner, so that's okay if you want to choose." And so, of course, Peggy, she was all excited that she got the actual first prize, even though Eric had. And so all of his friends there at school wondered, what in the world is wrong with Eric? Why would Eric not pick that big, beautiful chocolate egg and take those 4 smaller eggs? And they all kind of shrugged their shoulders, and everybody went home. But that night, if someone could have peeked into Eric's kitchen after supper, there sitting on the floor were 3 happy little boys and 1 happy little baby girl, because Eric had chosen the 4 eggs so that he could give his little brothers and his little sister a prize too. And so I just always like that, just how that story and how unselfish he was, because it would have been really easy for him just to take that great big egg and eat it all to himself. But he was thinking of others, of his brothers and sister.